There are more ways than ever to listen to History Daily ad-free. Listen with Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, or you can get all of History Daily plus other fantastic history podcasts at intohistory.com. It's October 10th, 1915, at an airfield near Champagne, France, 1 year into World War I. 23-year-old Manfred von Richthofen feels a lurch in his stomach as his airplane leaves the runway. Although planes are still a relatively new invention in 1915, flying is not an unusual pastime for Richthofen. For the last 5 months, he's worked for the German Air Force as an observer, a passenger who monitors enemy troop movements and drops bombs while a pilot flies the aircraft. But this flight is different because today, Richthofen is the pilot at the controls. He's on his first solo flight with a simple mission: to take off, circle around, and come in for a landing. He feels a rush of elation as his plane climbs to a few hundred feet. Richthofen moves the control stick and sends his plane into a tight turn. He deftly maneuvers in a neat half circle and aims for the airfield he just took off from. But as he comes in for the landing, Richthofen realizes that the plane's nose is too low. Panicked, he jerks the controls, but it's too late. The plane bounces on the landing strip, causing the rear of the plane to lift up. The fuselage slowly flips over the nose, and the plane crashes onto its back before sliding to a stop. Richthofen dangles upside down for a few seconds before he releases his straps and crawls out of the cockpit, thankfully unharmed. He looks back at the upturned aircraft and shakes his head in disbelief. His first solo flight was supposed to be a simple affair, but instead, Richthofen's career as a pilot is off to an embarrassing start. After his crash landing, Manfred von Richthofen does not give up on his dream to become a fighter pilot. Instead, he continues training, becoming quite proficient at flying the temperamental wood and canvas airplanes that patrol the skies above the Western Front. Over the next 2 years, Richthofen will perfect the art of dogfighting and shoot down countless enemy aircraft. His successes will be celebrated in the German press, who label him the Red Baron after his brightly colored plane. But the war's most successful fighter pilot will eventually suffer the same fate as the dozens of airmen whose planes he shot down. Richthofen's life will come to an end in a crash behind enemy lines on this day, April 21st, 1918.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
History Daily is sponsored by Audible. They say life is a mystery, but come on, it's not. When in your daily life are things mysterious? You really don't know what's going to happen next? They should say life is pretty much always exactly how you expect it to be. But that is boring. So if your everyday life feels a bit every day, fight the mundanity with mystery. Literal mystery. Like Esquire magazine's number one best mystery novel of all time, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. As an Audible member, you can choose one title every month to keep forever from the entire catalog of classics, bestsellers, new releases, and Audible originals, ready for listening whenever, wherever on the Audible app. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/historydaily or text historydaily to 500-500. That's audible.com/historydaily or text historydaily to 500-500. From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is April 21st, 1918, the death of the Red Baron. It's early morning on September 17th, 1916, in the skies above Cambrai, northern France, almost a year after Manfred von Richthofen's first solo flight ended in a crash landing. Wind blows in Rick Tobin's face as he tries to stay close to the biplane flying ahead of him. The aircraft he's following is being flown by the great Oswald Boelcke, the most famous fighter pilot in Germany. Richthofen is desperate to prove himself worthy of flying with the inimitable fighter. Since qualifying as a pilot 6 months ago, Richthofen has flown countless bombing and reconnaissance missions. But he doesn't want to fly big, lumbering bombers. He wants to be a fighter pilot and duel with the enemy in daring airborne dogfights. A few weeks ago, opportunity knocked when a chance meeting with Oswald Boelcke led to Richthofen being transferred to Boelcke's newly formed fighter squadron. Now, on their first day of active operations, Boelcke is leading a formation of 5 planes on a defensive patrol over German lines. Richthofen hopes to impress his mentor by shooting down his first enemy plane. But suddenly, Boelcke's aircraft makes a quick, sharp turn. Richthofen instantly copies the maneuver. His eyes follow the nose of Boelcke's fighter, which points in the direction of 7 enemy planes flying low away from German lines. Instantly, Richthofen identifies them as British bombers, likely returning to their airfield after a raid on German territory. But Richthofen is determined to make sure they never get that far. He follows Boelcke, who climbs high into the sky, before diving down to catch the enemy by surprise. But as Boelcke swoops down and lines up his nose behind one of the enemy bombers, he doesn't immediately fire. Instead, he gives Richthofen an opportunity to shoot down the first plane. Richthofen is glad for the honor. But just as he presses down on the firing button, the British bomber unleashes a spray of bullets at Richthofen's plane. Richthofen stamps on the rudder pedal, causing his plane to jerk to the side. He succeeds in dodging the fire, but none of his own shots connect. Still, Richthofen presses on, determined to take the bomber out. Once again, he flies high, swoops in low, and lines up behind the enemy. But again, just as he gets the bomber in his sights, it fires, forcing Richthofen to peel off. So eventually, Richthofen tries a different tack. Unlike his previous attempts, this time Richthofen positions his plane behind and slightly below the British bomber and out of sight of its gunner. Richthofen then locks the bomber in the center of his sights and releases a burst of fire that tears into the enemy aircraft. Soon, the bomber's propeller stops turning. And in a matter of moments, the British pilot is forced to glide the bomber down to earth in long, slow circles before making an emergency landing at a nearby German airfield. While German servicemen surround the enemy plane, Richthofen lands his fighter. Then he jumps from the cockpit and runs to the British aircraft. Peering inside, he sees the pilot, wounded, and the gunner slumped over, his body riddled with bullets. Richthofen examines the damage to the aircraft and is pleased to see that his aim was true. The engine has been shot to pieces, making this Richthofen's first downed enemy plane. Satisfied, Richthofen returns to his fighter, takes off, and flies back to his own airfield. He heads to the mess hall, where members of his squadron are enjoying breakfast. They cheer his return, and then even louder when he tells them the good news. He's just scored his first victory in air-to-air combat. Richthofen wants to remember this occasion. So later that day, he retires to his bunk, pulls out a paper and pen, and writes a note to a jeweler back in Berlin. In the note, Richthofen orders a silver cup and asks for it to be inscribed with today's date and the type of aircraft he shot down. In the coming year, Richthofen will continue to purchase a new trophy for every victory. And there will be plenty for Richthofen to celebrate. During a bountiful hunting season known as Bloody April, Richthofen will shoot down 22 aircraft and cement his status as the most successful fighter pilot in German history. History Daily is sponsored by Greenlight. I saw a short video the other day with a mother just agog as her daughter tries to comprehend that you have to pay the credit card company back for the things you buy with the card. She kept repeating, "Why do I have to pay for it twice?" And right then, I knew I needed to have a talk with my daughter about how credit cards work. I also figured if I want my daughter to really understand, I should get her a card of her own, and Greenlight helped with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of their spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. Meanwhile, your kids build financial literacy and independence by learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. So don't put off the money talk. Start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/historydaily. That's greenlight.com/historydaily to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/historydaily. History Daily is sponsored by Mint Mobile. Increasingly, podcasts are considered in the entertainment business, and that means there are podcast agents, podcast managers, and podcast contracts. And after years of reading fine print and paying lawyers, if I've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. But is there always a catch? Turns out no, not with Mint Mobile. Their wireless plans are really just $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, because they sell online, cutting the cost of retail stores and passing those savings to you. That was perfect for getting a new line for my daughter. Resurrecting an old phone for her was easy, and Mint Mobile is just $15 a month with a three-month plan, no catch. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/historydaily. That's mintmobile.com/historydaily. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/historydaily. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. It's 7 p.m. on April 29th, 1917. In the skies above Arras in northern France, 7 months after Manfred von Richthofen shot down his first airplane. Glancing over his shoulder, Richthofen checks the position of his wingman and sees him following tightly behind in perfect formation. Richthofen is grateful to have another pilot with him in the skies today, especially since he recently lost a hero. 1 month after Richthofen made his first kill, he lost his mentor when Squadron Commander Oswald Bolke was killed in a mid-air collision. But by that time, Richthofen had already learned everything Bolke had to teach. He was already an ace pilot, the title given to a fighter pilot who shot down 5 planes. 3 months later, with 16 kills under his belt, Richthofen was appointed to command his own squadron. He marked the occasion by painting his new squadron's airplanes the color of blood. The German press soon picked up on the new color scheme and gave the increasingly famous Richthofen a nickname, the Red Baron. Richthofen instructed his pilots in the art of dogfighting and transformed his squadron into the most feared in the skies. When the British launched an offensive at Arras in April 1917, Richthofen's squadron was sent in to fight back. They repeatedly outdueled the British pilots in a period known as Bloody April. In total, Richthofen's squadron shot down more than 80 enemy planes. 20 of them have been credited to Richthofen himself, giving him more kills than his late mentor and making him the highest-scoring ace of the war. But right now, Richthofen wants to add even more to his total. He's already shot down 2 planes just this morning, yet still he's hungry. As the Red Baron and his wingmen fly in tandem, Richthofen notices 2 enemy planes in the distance, flying low in the sky. He signals to the other pilot, who nods back. Then the pair of German fighters change course to engage the 2 enemy airplanes, though the dogfight doesn't last long. Richthofen fires, and 1 plane immediately shatters into fragments. Then Richthofen turns and watches his wingman fighting the other plane. Richthofen is happy to stay clear. He has confidence in every pilot in his squadron. And in a matter of moments, his wingman's fire finds its target, and the 2nd enemy plane pulls up sharply and stalls before it drops like a stone. Richthofen gives his wingman a congratulatory wave, but the 2 fighters are not safe from danger just yet. Within minutes, they spot a squadron of enemy fighters. And when the British pilots see the red German planes approaching, they do not peel off or scatter. Instead, they stay in tight formation. Richthofen knows they are waiting for him to make the first move, but he hasn't survived this long by being rash. Instead of acting first, Richthofen and his wingman are patient. They circle nearby, hoping the British will lose their composure and break formation, leaving them vulnerable. Eventually, 1 British fighter takes the bait. He breaks away from the group and tries to maneuver behind the German planes. But Richthofen and his wingman make a tight turn, which spooks the British pilot, who quickly backs off. Then a 2nd British plane breaks away and manages to slide in behind Richthofen and his wingman. But again, the German pilots take tight, evasive turns. As Richthofen steers his plane to safety, he manages to fire a burst from his guns that nearly takes the British fighter out. The enemy plane quickly retreats, diving away and pointing the nose of his plane towards the safety of the British lines. But Richthofen doesn't back down. He gives chase, catches up to the fleeing pilot, and fires a prolonged blast of his guns. Then Richthofen hears a hiss above the roar of his engines, likely the sound of his opponent's gas tank leaking. As Richthofen peels off the attack, the British plane explodes into flames, then sinks into a fiery dive. Richthofen takes quick stock of his numbers. He's just achieved his second kill of this sortie, his fourth kill of the day, his 22nd kill of the month, and his 52nd kill of the war. But this will be his last for more than a month. The Red Baron's impressive numbers have put a target on his back, and the enemy would love nothing more to put an end to Richthofen's winning streak. Ultimately, German command decides that the hunted Richthofen is far more valuable alive than dead. So to keep him safe, Richthofen is summoned to Berlin to meet the Kaiser and be paraded before the press. But Richthofen doesn't want to be a public relations tool. He wants to stay in the air and remain the top-scoring fighter pilot. So soon he will return to the front as the commander of a new fighter wing comprising four squadrons. Richthofen will lead his men from the front and continue adding to his impressive number of victories. In total, he will be credited with 80 kills before the fears of German high command come true, and the Red Baron is finally shot out of the sky. History Daily is sponsored by Indeed. In my line of work, I tell a lot of stories. Many follow one of seven basic plots, including The Quest, an epic search for a thing of value with all sorts of obstacles in the way, a treasure guarded by a dragon, a magic amulet hidden in a faraway land. And while these are great stories, in reality, searching is a bit tedious. And when it comes to hiring, perhaps the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, their matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. And as a listener of this show, you'll get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/onthisday. Just go to Indeed.com/onthisday right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/onthisday. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
It's 11 a.m. on April 21st, 1918, 1 year after Bloody April, and an aerial dogfight is underway. Captain Roy Brown of the Canadian Air Force sits in the cockpit of his plane, which cuts through the skies above the Somme battlefield in France. Captain Brown turns his aircraft in a wide circle to ensure no enemy plane is on his tail. His squadron has just come under attack by the distinctive red planes of Manfred von Richthofen's fighter group. Right now, Brown's pilots are holding their own. But with the dreaded Red Baron in the sky, Brown knows no one is safe. Soon, Brown spots one of his squadron's planes dive out of the fight, headed for the safety of the Allied lines. Brown suspects that he's out of ammunition, but then watches with horror as one of the German planes pulls out of the fight and zeroes in on the fleeing plane. If he's going to save his fellow pilot, Brown needs to be quick. So he points the nose of his plane down and dives steeply. When he closes in on the enemy fighter, he fires a long burst. The red fighter plane peels away to avoid the attack, but Brown feels certain his shot's connected. Still, Brown doesn't relent just yet. His engine roars at top speed as he continues to give chase. But before he gets close enough to fire again, the red fighter's nose suddenly drops before it falls into an uncontrolled dive and crashes in a field below. Eventually, Brown lands near the enemy plane, which is already surrounded by friendly troops. Only then does he realize that he's just downed and killed Manfred von Richthofen, the Red Baron himself. In the official report, Captain Roy Brown is credited with shooting down Richthofen. But later research will suggest that Richthofen's crash possibly resulted from anti-aircraft fire from the ground below. Still, there is little doubt among historians that Manfred von Richthofen was the most effective pilot of World War I. His determination to be the best saw him rule the sky and made him a national hero in Germany. During the course of the war, no other pilot will overtake his tally of 80 kills, an incredible streak that came to an end when the Red Baron was shot down on April 21st, 1918. Next on History Daily, April 24th, 1915, leaders of the Armenian community in Constantinople are arrested by Ottoman authorities, marking the start of the Armenian Genocide. Thanks for listening to History Daily. But did you know that you can listen ad-free in the Wondery or Amazon Music app? Or for even more history content, including the entire History Daily archive and other fantastic history podcasts, go to intohistory.com. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammed Shazib. Sound design by Molly Bach. Music by Lindsey Graham. This episode is written and researched by Scott Reeves, produced by Alexandra Curry Buckner. Executive producers are Stephen Walters for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.